Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Scott Arno is here. Scott's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the security advocate. He's vice president of Soho Solutions. He consults with companies all over the place, your size, my size, other sizes, on computer security and related topics. He's our good friend, Scott Arno. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Okay, let's get this out of the way here. Folks, by now, surely you've heard of the Ashley Madison, am I saying that right? Ashley Madison website, the nefarious dating website, the cheating website. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's a bad place. And people went there, and now some of them are being revealed to them. To other people, I should say, not to them, to other people, that they were there because they got hacked. Now, that's all I'm going to say, Scott, to set you up for you helping us understand why it's important that we even talk about that site again.
Well, you know, what often happens with security stories is they have, say, a salacious angle, as this one obviously does. That's all people focus on. And I can certainly understand it and seeing, like, who got exposed or whatever else, and I understand that. From a security standpoint, there's actually something pretty relevant in here. The really important thing, the little, you know, kernel underneath all these big news stories, is that this was incredibly sensitive data that was really poorly protected. And normally we think of a data breach as just, oh, yeah, it's credit card information. That's it. No worries. Mm-hmm. This shows you that there's a lot beyond that that's a big deal. Now, of course, here, it's not terribly sympathetic victims from a larger societal standpoint. But step away from that for a moment and realize if you have information on your network that could be a problem if it came out, it has to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I actually read a sort of a brief email interview with the hackers, who I think they posted on Motherboard Vice yesterday, and I was reading through it, and essentially what they were saying was once they were in the network, there was basically no security. They broke it into parts. An idea called network segmentation, which is always something you should do.
Right.
But apparently they were using the same basic password over and over again. So even though it was broken into parts, it was no problem to hop from one piece of the network to another.
You know, Scott, if I go to American Express, if I go to Delta, if I go to Orvis, I expect them to be secure.
Of course.
If I go to a nefarious dating site where things are happening that shouldn't be happening, I'm not going to be surprised that they don't have all the proper security protocols.
Well, that's part of it. They painted it off. They presented it like they were very secure, which is part of what makes this so bad.
That's doubly wrong. But what I'm getting at is, if somebody wanders into a house of ill repute, don't expect, if you get shot while you're in there, don't be surprised. You know what I mean? If you hang out. If my mother used to say, if you sleep with dogs, you get fleas on you.
Oh,
if you hang out in a site like this, expect to get hacked, my friends.
Well, that's the thing. You know, here we have that sort of, and it's a totally understandable view, that you're looking at a business that is, well, not a very respectable business.
Yeah.
The issue here for the data itself is that it's presented in a way in which the customers probably thought they were secure, and I agree with your perspective that that's not maybe a sensible expectation, but it was a reasonable expectation under the circumstances. And the company didn't provide that. They even did something which I found astonishing. They basically made it impossible for people to delete their records easily.
Wow.
Mainly because they knew they had something pretty valuable there.
Right.
And people would want to erase it. So they would then charge them $20 to, quote, permanently delete their profile. And part of what the hackers released was all those, quote, deleted profiles which had been charged for but were still in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's part of what makes this so astonishing. Because, I mean, obviously, one follow-up for this is they've already started with blackmail emails going out to people.
Right.
But on the flip side of it, a number of companies looking to drive basically people to their own websites, have released ways of indexing this data because it's in a part of the web called the dark web, which you won't get to on a normal search. But now that these other companies have indexed it, you can basically search for it, find it, and literally enter an email and see if it comes up.
Don't tell us how to get to the dark web because I don't want to go there.
No, it's not the dark web. It's basically sites in the normal part of the internet are trying to make this easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of the moral aspect of it, it's
creepy. Other than the fact that people shouldn't have gone there, what can we learn from other than the fact that you shouldn't have gone there and you were stupid to go there, you were stupid to believe these people had your best interests in mind, what can we learn from this?
Well, the big takeaway here is that not all data is covered by what you would call the PCI DSS standards, which stands for Payment Card Institute Data Security Standards. That's the stuff that deals with credit cards and associated data, like you'd see what was taken from Target, gosh, it was a year and a half ago now.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally what people think of when they think of a data breach. Mm-hmm. They're assuming, credit card records. There can be more. And for a company's perspective here, it has to be a matter of, okay, what do we have that is genuinely sensitive? You know, for a more reputable company, this might be something like intellectual property. It might be private communications. I mean, think how things would have turned out differently if Sony Pictures had actually encrypted the emails that were going back and forth between the executives. Thus, the breach that came out wouldn't have been quite so embarrassing.
But this site has a lot more than that, don't they?
Oh, it sure does.
whatever floats your boat, that's what this site knows. You don't give that information when you're buying a pair of jeans.
No, definitely
so
you don't.
That's the exposure. And they're government employees, I understand. There have been a lot of government employees who went there.
I want to say it was about 13,000 government addresses.
Wow.
And, you know, .gov, .mil, that sort
of
thing.
So, okay, all right. So, but here we are. We're out here on Main Street. What what can we learn from this to tell our security experts, the people who manage our servers and who we buy server space from? What do we ask them to make sure we're okay?
Basically, make sure you have an expanded view on what's sensitive. It's not just credit card data. I mean, for certain companies, like you say, blue jeans, that's pretty much what they deal with unless there's some very unusual conversations happening.
Right.
But maybe even it's something like their own internal company communications going back and forth. They're talking about things they're working on for new deals coming out. They certainly don't want that coming out to the greater public before it becomes public information. And there have been instances recently, in fact, where hackers have been breaking into companies, getting non-public information, and using it to invest.
Hmm.
Crazy as that sounds, that's a pretty good way to get ahead of the market.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the sad things about this Ashley Madison thing is it gives you an idea about how people are willing to tell other people anything and act as if there were no repercussions from it at all.
Well, it's one of the things with the internet, Jim. It's a false sense of privacy.
It's just
unbelievable
that people feel this way. I don't know where this is going. It's scary. Hold on to the thought. Scott, I need your website. Quickly, please. Quickly.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
Pretty quick. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.